United States cattle on feed down 2% on the August report. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your farm news update. USDA livestock analyst Anthony Fisher gives us some of the highlights from this month's cattle on feed report.
On August 1st, the number of cattle on feed in U.S. feedlots of 1,000 head or greater was 10.92 million head, which was about 2% below August 1st of 2024. During July, producers placed about 1.5 million head of cattle on feed, which was about 6% below a year earlier. And feedlots marketed over 1.7 million head during July, which was about 6% below a year earlier.
And what are some of the trends in this recent report? Fisher looks at some of the reasons behind the numbers reported in this August cattle on feed release.
The lower placements overall, they're reflective of limited supply of cattle outside feedlots, which was down 2% according to the July cattle report. In conjunction with only slight signs of heifer retention from the July cattle on feed report, this has resulted in a smaller pipeline of available cattle despite a strong pull into feedlots this year, as evidenced by record high feeder prices. As for marketings, we're still seeing strong demand for beef, as evidenced by high wholesale beef prices, which is ultimately supporting the Fed steer price. Prices of Fed cattle, they currently sit around $240 to $245 per hundredweight, which is an increase from the start of July, and it highlights the low supply of animals on feed. In terms of the percentage of cattle on feed for more than 150 days, we're seeing that percentage decline seasonally as marketing's outpaced placements until the fall calf run. Having said that, the number of cattle on feed more than 150 days is still high historically, as the pace of marketings and slaughter has slowed a bit.
The cattle on feed inventory on 1,000-plus capacity feedlots in Nebraska totaled 2,390,000, in South Dakota 190,000, Iowa 690,000, and in Kansas 2,270,000. And with that, that's an update on your cattle on feed report for the month of August. With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.